Senate Bill 4, if signed into law, would provide $2.4 billion for the Honolulu Rail Transit Project. The measure would extend the general excise tax, raise the hotel room tax statewide, cut administrative funding, and require a state audit. Former Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda, who was ousted last session, supported the bill.
Given what happened at the end of session, some may be surprised that I am supporting this bill. My primary concern then and now is ensuring that it is not a blank check on the backs of our taxpayers, continuing to further burden our residents for decades, and that it holds the city accountable.
Big Island Senator Josh Green is an emergency room doctor. He opposed spending $2.4 billion on rail at the cost of other life-saving measures.
Bills die silently most of the time. Major policies die quietly. And then we come here and have the audacity to say in 3 days that we can get this rail thing going and it's going to be fine and it's not going to curtail those objectives. That is an abomination to say that, and it is not true.
East Oahu Senator Laura Thielen also spoke out against passing a funding bill without changes or discussion.
This session is 5 days long to pass a bill that is for over $2 billion. Give me a break. We're raising the TAT statewide, and we haven't had a single hearing on the neighbor island.
But on a final roll call vote, 16 senators voted to pass the bill, 9 opposed. Senate President Ron Cochi.
I just saw great passion from everyone, no matter which side of the issue that they were on. And that makes democracy so great that you can stand up and not worry about freely expressing a different opinion from your colleague.
Meanwhile, the House Transportation and Finance Committees conducted their public hearing on Senate Bill 4 Wednesday afternoon. But House Speaker Emeritus Joe Suki says the bill will almost certainly pass.
It's a done deal in favor of the bill, which includes a statewide tax on TAT. So I see the opposition beginning to dwindle as it moves on. I believe that there's no financial harm to the counties. It's to the hotels.
House Speaker Scott Psyche agrees.
So far on the House side, I'm fairly confident that we will have the support necessary to pass the rail bill. Members have approached this, keeping in mind the larger interests that are at stake for the entire state of Hawaii.
A final vote in both the Senate and House is expected Friday. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.